Okay.
Hi and welcome. How to deploy from Salsa. I am Enrico Zini. I maintain mostly web services in Debian. I like...
Sometimes it happens.
Okay, wasn't me. I swear, I have witnesses. I like to write web services more than I like to package. So I write web services and nm.debian.org is one, the website for the new member process that people use when they want to get a status in Debian, like become Debian maintainer or Debian developer. Another one is contributors.debian.org, which tracks contributions from people. And so at some point, Aliot was discontinued, Salsa happened, and that was really nice. And Salsa also has continuous integration. So you can set it up so that when you commit something to Salsa, you have test cases running. So somewhere here, which is hard to see, you can see that... can somebody guide me to finding the CI reports?
Left side menu.
CI
reports?
CI. On to the left?
All the way left.
Ready left?
Ah, right. I guess I can't see from here. Okay.
That's settings.
Settings? Right. No. We'll get there later.
Yeah, that's the one,
the rocket.
Yes, expand the bottom
from the rocket. Okay. So, yeah, commits trigger a build and running tests. And so that's the last commit. That built and passed all the tests. And that was great. And then I was like, okay, but then when the tests are built, it would be nice if the new site would be deployed. And so I played with doing that. Aliot allows to do webhooks. This time I do need the configuration. There it is. Will it expose the secret tokens? Triggers. Expand. Good. Scroll. No. Not triggered. Auto default variables. What am I missing?
What you are searching for?
The webhooks.
It's an integration site thing.
Right. This is hard.
For triggering pipelines, I think. For running the jobs.
Integrations. Okay. So you can tell Salsa that when things happened, or well, you can tell GitLab, but the code behind Salsa, that when things are pushed or something, then it will call a URL. Can you read this? So I told it, okay, when something happens in continuous integration, call the code on the side. And here, pipeline events. So when things happen in the continuous integration pipelines, code is called on the site. And then, since it's a web service, so I could add a code that's triggered by the. I mean, I already can implement like views and URL endpoints in the web service. I created one, and here it is. So I get posted by GitLab. I verify, you can set up a secret token in GitLab so that you know it's GitLab calling you and not someone else. Decode things, check that the right kind of event, so it's a pipeline event. Check that the build status is success, because GitLab also calls to say, I started building, I finished building, the building fails, and so on. When I realize it's the right kind of event, I touch a file, and this is done. I touch a file so that the actual deploy is not done with the same user as the web. The web service cannot write on its own code. Otherwise, if somebody can find a vulnerability on the web service, they have arbitrary code execution on the site. And then, step two, systemd! there is a path unit. Which basically says if files are created with this name, then do this. And that's a user configuration of systemd, no root required, but this is the user that can do the deploy. So basically, I get notified by GitLab, I verify that GitLab is telling the right things, and then I call a deploy script. I mean, I touch a file which triggers calling a deploy script. The path activation in systemd is quite nice, in my opinion. Then, next bit. I didn't clean the flake. Next bit, that's the code that does the deploying, which does some custom logging, which logs in an email, so that everything it does is notified to a mailing list. And then, And then I verify that the commit is in the branch that is configured to be deployed. The files that are created have the shazam given by GitLab to be deployed. And summarizing things. It does a fetch to get the code. Check that the shazam of the branch that it fetched is the shazam that built correctly on the CI. And then it builds a GPG keyring with the keys that are in the repository. So there's a subdirectory in the repository with the keys of people who can commit. And I create a GPG, temporary GPG keyring with that and use it to